views expressed on this episode of the Monty Man's Meditorials do not necessarily reflect those of Take 12 Recovery Radio, KHLT Recovery Broadcasting, or our affiliates. Take 12 Recovery Radio is not affiliated with any particular 12-step fellowship. This meditorial is sponsored by Kurt and Debbie Palmer of Grass Valley, California.
Well, greetings, family and friends. Welcome to another presentation of Take 12 Recovery Radio, the Monty Man's Meditorial. This meditorial is entitled Risk of Complacency in Recovery. Now, on Monday's show, we did a whole topic on complacency, the enemy of the recovered. If you'd like to listen to that show in its entirety, visit us at take12radio.com. Click on any of the podcasting platforms listed there, and you'll find that show in the archives. But continuing with this idea of the dangers and the risks of complacency and recovery, I want to share this with you. Look, one of the most dangerous things that people can do in recovery is to become complacent. This can lead to a situation where the person believes that they have already done enough to guarantee their successes, and it can mean that they stop making an effort. The danger of this type of attitude is it means that the individual can risk losing everything. It is therefore vital that people who are hoping to make a permanent break from alcohol or drugs are always on the lookout for complacency and that they do whatever it takes to avoid it. Well, I suppose if we're going to understand complacency, we really need to know what it is, right? Well, check it out. Complacency refers to a situation where a person feels self-satisfied and they no longer feel in danger of risks from their environment. It means that the person has let their guard down because they no longer feel that there is any risk against from which to defend. Complacency is viewed as a negative way to be because it means that the person is overconfident. They are therefore at high risk of running into trouble. Some of the biggest man-made disasters in history have occurred when people became so complacent about things that they ignored the risks. Well, here's some dangers of complacency in recovery. Number one, if people become complacent in recovery, it means that they will stop making any further progress. The person will have become stuck. And this will mean that they will be at high risk of relapse back into addiction. Number two, when people take their recovery for granted, it will no longer feel like that big of a deal to them. The person will no longer feel any gratitude for what they have, and this means that they will not make any effort to keep it. The individual in this situation can easily fall into the trap of romancing the drink and the narcotic, and before they know it, well, they're right back to where they started. Number three, the fact that the person has stopped making progress will mean that they will not be able to get the most out of their recovery. Even if they do manage to stay sober, the person will be living a life that is far from perfect. This individual will be selling himself or herself short. And the last one, well, it is common for people who have become complacent to develop dry drunk syndrome. This means that even though they are physically sober, they still act in many ways as if they were still caught up in addiction. Well, what are some of the reasons for why people become complacent in their recovery? Well, some believe that time heals all wounds. But, you know, this can be a real curse when it comes to overcoming active addiction. When people first give up addiction, the suffering of this condition, well, it'll be fresh in their mind, and this will give them the motivation to do the things they need to do in order to build a successful recovery program. Unfortunately, over time, these people forget how bad it was, and this means that they begin to lose their motivation. Unless they're able to do something to re-energize their recovery, they will be at high risk of falling into complacency and possibly relapsing. The individual stops feeling grateful for being recovered. That person's in danger. They now just take it all for granted. It is also common for people in recovery to believe that all they have to do is end the addiction and everything else will fall into place. The individual wrongly believes that their only problem is the act of addiction. And this means that when they become sober, they no longer feel the need to make any effort. This is very problematic because, well, there will have been reasons for why this person fell into addiction in the first place. And these reasons are likely to still be there. It is therefore vital that the individual understand that their work is not over when they become abstinent. It is only a beginning. Some people can go it alone in recovery, at least they think they can, but this means that the individual will need to take on a great deal of responsibility to make sure that things move in the right direction. I don't know about you, but I can never do it alone. The problem is that most people who go it alone, well, they don't put together the effort that is required, and they struggle with support and a program to follow. And in many situations, it will be better for people to stick to some kind of program for recovery and to join some type of recovery fellowship program. Also, another reason for why people can so easily fall into complacency about their recovery is that they are ambivalent. This means that they are in two minds about recovery, and they have not completely given up on the idea that they may be able to drink or use drugs again in the future. We call that a reservation. The fact that the person is not 100% committed opens up the door for complacency. And it is common for people to experience, well, what we have been, you know, calling for years, the pink cloud syndrome during their early months of recovery. Now, I have nothing against feeling joy and feeling like, you know, you enjoy the pink cloud, but make sure you have a parachute if you fall off. The individual on a pink cloud is so relieved to have escaped their addiction that they experience a real sense of being high on life. The problem is that the person feels so good that they begin to feel invincible, and this puts them at a high risk of relapse back to active addiction. Well, how do we avoid complacency in recovery? That really is the question, right? Well, here's some hints. The individual needs to keep on remembering where they have come from. It is vital that they are able to keep in mind what will happen to them if they return to active addiction. Now, keeping it green, if you will not keep you clean and sober. Only God will do that. But it's important not to forget from whence you came. Also, it is commonly stated that people who are grateful for their recovery will never relapse. Gratefulness is like the opposite of complacency. A good way to develop this attitude is to keep a gratitude journal and add to this on a daily basis. This requires discipline. Also, the individual needs to commit themselves 100% to recovery. This means that they need to get rid of any ideas of ever being able to drink or use narcotics again in the future. It is recommended that people in recovery join some type of recovery fellowship. The benefit of this type of approach to recovery is that the individual will have some support and a program to help them cope with life. Also, it can be a good idea to do some volunteer work with people who are still dealing with addiction problems. Although the individual needs to be sure that they are strong enough to deal with this, those people who attend recovery groups will be automatically involved in this type of work just by being present at the meetings. This really is the heart of how it works. You might want to look up step 12. Listen, I hope that this has been helpful to you today. This meditorial, I believe, is probably one of the most important meditorials that we've done. It is so easy to become complacent, and it can sneak up on you. You know, you can get so busy doing good works that you forget to maintain your own recovery. This is a problem that happens with professionals in recovery all the time. People that are treatment providers or counselors or mentors, they forget to maintain their own recovery program and they become complacent and many times burn out. Service work is great, but what happens when you burn out on service work? What do you lean on for your recovery? Is it the tools or is it the tool giver? Is it God or is it your own intellect? You must not become complacent in your relationship with your higher power either. That needs to be nurtured on a regular basis, every single day. Remember, we're granted a daily reprieve contingent on our daily maintenance of our spiritual condition. Well, listen, if you've become complacent and you've fallen into relapse or old behaviors, you know, God is a God of second chances. And our closing song is by Take 12 Recovery Radio contributor, Mr. Brian Duncan. And it's entitled, Second Chances. Here's Brian.
I'm pretty sure I've been here before, in a house of glass with a revolving door. I'm ungrateful with a worn out welcome. Yeah, that's me. But little things about yesterday, first time around, slipped away unnoticed with all your goodness. The sacrifice you made for me, the blame you didn't have to take from me, the beauty that I failed to see in you. For the second chances, your love's the perfect mystery. Help me see the things I missed the first time. The first time I loved you. Walk me through the circumstances. I learned the truth can set me free, and I will practice love the way that you intended love to be. Get lost about every day, and I hardly think about the promises that I broke. Are you forgiven? And then I turn right back around, and I lose the love that I thought I found without asking what just happened. The sacrifice you made for me, your love's a perfect mystery. Help me see the things I missed the first time. The first time I loved you. Walk me through the circumstances. I learned the truth can set me free, and I will practice love the way that you intended love to be. Second chances, you intended love to be.
that's the recovery sounds of Mr. Brian Duncan. Listen, if you like more of his music, visit his website at brianduncan.com. Also, for our featured broadcast of this week, visit take12radio.com, click on the Listen Now button, or download for fun and for free on any of the major podcasting platforms listed there. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of Take 12 Recovery Radio and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.